From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Increasingly devastating hurricanes could force insurance companies to cut back on hurricane cover. A top U.S. trade official says the region's preoccupation with its size could deal it out of NAFTA. And rebel soldiers in Suriname hand in their arms, but no one seems to know exactly how much they really have. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Soldiers from Jamaica's Defense Force were in the Bahamas today, helping with cleaning up work following Hurricane Andrew. New Bahamian Prime Minister Hubert Ingrams canceled his first cabinet today and went out to assess the damage. The official death toll in the Bahamas is now 3. 2 people from one family died as they tried to leave their home. And property owners in the region could be faced with higher rates and quite possibly no hurricane cover in the future. Caribbean insurance companies say they are likely to feel the effect of rising rates set by their reinsurers as a result of Hurricane Andrew by the end of the year. The immediate past president of the Insurance Association of the Caribbean, Charles Patterson, told me that at the end of the year, insurance rates come up for review.